Cardiff, this is Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin, this is Lee Grigg from Grigg Machine Company. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I just want to touch base with you, Kevin. I received an offer in the mail for a business loan and was just wanting to ask you a few questions and see what my options might be on this.
Okay.
I recently went through a loan, Smart Biz. I was trying to get an SBA loan, and I was denied because of my 2015 status. I've been in business for 12 years now, and each year has gotten better. But in 2015, he asked me why it was a significant drop in income, but I'm not sure if the sole reason for that would be I went through a divorce and I just got a lot more bills and everything that I had to take care of. So just the expense and everything in general, being on my own now, kind of crude. And he just said the ratio, the one-to-one ratio that needed to be there wasn't there compared to 2013 and 2014. But another thing was I really didn't need the amount the loan was originated for. So I tried to call back and see if I would be available or approved for a smaller amount, which would have been $100,000 instead of $150,000. And I never was able to get a hold of anybody else, and I just got aggravated and got this letter from y'all in the mail. I figured I'd see what I could do with y'all, if anything's possible.
Okay. Sounds good.
My business is decent to me. I mean, I do have accrued some bills this year because I just purchased a building to relocate my business this year, and that kind of put a strain on me this year. I've had equipment issues this year. Seems like everything's just coming down at once.
What's going on with the equipment? You said issues with the equipment?
Yes, I've had serious issues with my equipment this year. I mean, it's some older equipment, but I'm just not, I don't know if I'm financially able to purchase new equipment at the time. So I'm just getting by with fixing what goes wrong with the machines I have now, but it's just been one thing after another this year. But business is good. I can't complain.
Okay. Now, what type of equipment is that that possibly needs to be replaced?
It's CNC equipment.
Okay. And is that part of what you were using this money for, or are you interested in also obtaining an equipment loan on top of the working capital?
Well, that's another thing. If this is a cash advance, I do not want that. That was really why I was going through an SBA. When I went and purchased this building with all the issues I was having, I got a cash advance from Direct Capital. I've dealt with them over the years. That's the first cash advance I've ever had. But I got a cash advance with them for $40,000, and I went for 6 months on that just to try to get it paid off soon and keep the interest amount down.
Mm-hmm.
And that's taken $327 a day out of the account, which I think I'm down to, it might be just a little below half now. I think September the 1st will be the payoff, but it has just been a burden trying to keep the money flowing. And I've accrued credit card debt this year, which I've never used credit cards. And I was hoping to just reconsolidate and then have maybe a little extra to do some improvement to the building that I'm wanting to move in, mm-hmm. if that's even possible. I would just like to remodel some before I start moving equipment in it and getting it to where I would need to be.
Sure. Okay, so the $100,000 was going to be for an equipment loan.
Well, the $100,000 would be to mostly consolidate. I think $75,000 roughly would be to consolidate bills, and the $25,000 I would use to improve on the building.
Okay.
So there wouldn't be an equipment loan.
Okay. So you're still talking working capital and cash. I don't know what kind of program Direct had you on. You know, when you're talking advances, I don't know if that was based off your credit card sales or what that is. We do have a working capital product that you can go out, you know, 24 months on a weekly payment, and we would just pay off Direct, get rid of that daily payment that you have with them, and then get you the additional cash. What are your deposits looking like on average, say, over the last 6 months or so?
Over the last 6 months, if I go into my, QuickBooks right here, right quick. Things were kind of slow at the beginning of the year, but it's really ramped up here the last few months. So I've got 12,000 in open invoices. Let me see here. As far as deposits, I'm not great at this QuickBooks. My office manager's out today. I was trying to get a total of sales for the year. It would give me an idea of, break it down per month. I would say on average, Kim, just know with me not even knowing much about how to get around this QuickBooks here. I average 250. I'd say this year I'd be on track for 250, at least 300, somewhere around there. That was my problem. I think in 2014 I'd done 440,000 in sales, and it dropped. And he asked why the drop, and I really just I'm at my customer's mercy. However busy they get is how busy I stay. I've accrued a couple more customers this year, but I would say 300,000 average is probably the pace I'm on this year.
Okay. That more than qualifies.
But that doesn't include my expenses. I think as he said, if I wouldn't have purchased this building, he asked me if I put some of the loans that I would like to reconsolidate are in my personal name, and that's because I hadn't always been an LLC when I first started out. I just was a sole proprietor and done business under my name. And he asked me if the building I purchased was in my name or the business name, and I thought it being in the business name, which it is, would help because most of the loan, like Direct Capital, and I've got a loan, a credit line I've had with my credit union since I started my business in 04. All that's in my personal name. But he said that was the reason, for whatever reason, the ratio, the one-to-one ratio, exceeded the limit. So that's when I was denied.
Gotcha. Well, the good thing is, you know, we don't dig into the ratios like that. You know, our approvals are more based off of the current standing of your business. And that's why we look at the last 6 months of your bank account statements.
Okay.
You know, we will require a tax return, but that's more just to see, you know, we've got ownership details in there. We know we want to make sure we have the right signer. We want to make sure that your net income versus your sales doesn't exceed a 10% loss. You know, nowadays with, you know, all the accounting trends and everything else, businesses are doing everything they can to avoid paying taxes. But we just don't like to see losses succeed.
I don't have that luxury.
I know. Me neither. So,
but yeah, the tax returns would really show you, like I said, the last 6 months, I don't know. I'll look at the bank statements. I've got all that. The tax returns will really give you an idea of how well the business does. I've never had any delinquencies. I've never been late on any payments. For whatever, I thought that would amount to something, but it obviously didn't with Smart Biz, because I definitely get the bills paid, and even with $327 a day coming out, even my accountant, he didn't like that, and he would think, a bank would look at that and would say, hey, he's paying all this, his bills, so why would we not want his money? So, but I don't know the regulations and how all that works. I know that cash advance is actually just killing me.
Well, we'll take care of that. We'll get rid of that for you. We'll get rid of that for you, and we'll get you this cash. Now, as far as the equipment you're talking about replacing, have you started shopping around for that yet?
I have not. Like I said, just with the expenses that I've accrued in this new building, until I can get settled in, there's plenty of machines out there. So that wouldn't be difficult. I just don't know financially, with all the personal bills that I've got on me now with the divorce, what I can actually handle. I'm a small business, so I don't know where I stand on that at the moment. But okay. I'm going to have to do something because this equipment needs to be replaced. I mean, I've had too much downtime and I'm having to outsource too much work. And that's another thing. If you look at my tax returns, I do subcontract a lot of work, which the reason I do that is because employees and good help, experienced help is so hard to find in what I'm doing. I just get a better product with outsourcing a good bit. So that's work I can bring in-house if need be. And I told SmartBiz that if that would help the actual profit of the business, which I'm sure it would on paper.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, when we're looking at equipment financing, that's all we're doing is we're just trying to justify the purchase. You know, it's pretty simple. As far as the numbers, with what you're doing financially, and I don't know what your credit score is, the working capital, we don't really care about the credit score as much. Again, we're looking at your deposits.
It's 712 now. I've had a couple hard inquiries on me because they relate everything to my business, to my personal, and I've refinanced the house and got my ex-wife's name off of it, and it's went from 775 to 712 this year with a couple of credit card debts that accrued with the business and everything with this building that I bought. I really needed to relocate. Might not have been the right place or the right time, but the building was great. I got it at a great deal. So for me to be a little more professional and to expand, I really needed this building. That's why I done that. But sure. It is a 712 at the moment.
Okay. So that, you know, again, that qualifies. On the equipment side, just, you know, just to kind of keep in mind, you know, I don't know how much, you know, these CNC replacements are going to be, but let's say, you know, you end up around $100,000. You know, we can do a five-year monthly payment on that. You know, you're going to be under 10% as far as rates on equipment. So the payment is, you know, probably going to be similar to what you're paying for in 3 or 4 days of, you know, your direct capital, working capital payment. So just something to keep in mind. That's a pretty easy process. You essentially shop for the machine, let us know when you find it. We pay the seller for the machine, they deliver it to you, and start the payments. So.
Okay.
Very simple. Let's see here. There is a reservation code on that form you're looking at. Can I get that from you? And I'll get your email, and I'll get an email over to you and get the ball rolling here.
Okay. The reservation code is 2411-3201-0003. 1926. And I have had so many people calling. It's unbelievable. As soon as I got that cash advance from Direct Capital, I was like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, I think it's the way they file their liens, you know, differently than most. And that's all public record. So it just kind of opens the floodgates, unfortunately. I've heard that from a few direct capital clients. Okay. You're in Gastonia, North Carolina?
That's correct.
Okay. And I'm sorry, what was your first name and last name?
It's Lee Grigg, Grigg.
Okay. And email address?
What's that?
What is your email address?
It's Grigg Machine, one word, Grigg, @att.net.
Okay, and best phone number for you?
That's my cell number here at 704-460-9418.
Okay, and are you in front of the computer now?
I am.
Okay, I'm going to send you an email. I want to make sure that you receive it. That'll have my direct phone number. Any contact information, you know, that you would need. And then it'll have a form for you to fill out for the working capital. I'm going to go ahead and send you the equipment form as well, just so you have it.
Okay.
Kind of for later. So you're going to want to fill out the one, your current needs, it's the one that'll say merchant, merchant form, essentially. Now, are your 15 tax returns completed, or were you just submitting financial statements?
No, they are completed.
Okay.
And he actually done a P&L for the first quarter of this year. I might could get him to do an updated one, if that would help, just to give you an idea of what this year is looking like.
Okay. Okay, it looks like it's, I guess the two attachments. Okay, you should have it now.
Haven't come through yet. Okay, so I do have it. Okay, so I've got the two forms, and just fill these out and send them back to you?
Yes, sir.
Now, on the working capital, would that be for just like the $25,000 and the other one is a different type of loan, or?
Well, for the working capital, we're talking 100, right?
Yes. $75,000 being consolidating other loans. And that's why I kind of was drawn to the 3 to 5 years y'all had on this statement you sent, and I just didn't know if that was going to be possible, if I could even get a three-year loan term to extend it out. Like, I know the interest rate would be more, but financially it might would help me better than to try to pay it off in 24 months.
I can try. There's a couple options there. Typically, the 3 to 5 year terms are for equipment-backed financing, just simply being that there is collateral behind the note. That makes sense. We can go out 3 years, but we're typically talking about, you know, $2-4 million loans.
Okay.
But something that we can do, we have what's called a renewal program. So if you were to do, say, a 24-month term, once you get to month 12 or halfway through your note, then we can restructure it and we can extend it out. If you would want additional cash at that point, let's say you do $100,000. Once you're at month 12, you're halfway through the note, which means you've paid down your principal 50%. So your remaining principal balance would be $50,000. If you want additional cash, let's say you want another $50,000, we forgive all remaining interest, and we would write you a new loan at that point for $100,000.
Okay.
We can do that for another 24 months. Your payment wouldn't change. Your payment stays identical because you've paid down your principal halfway at that point. You're getting another $50,000 or 50%, and we've forgiven all the remaining interest on the first note. So you're essentially getting a brand new loan, walking away from half your interest on the first one. Payment stays the same, but we're handing you another $50,000 cash.
Okay.
So most of our clients like that because they've already budgeted for that payment, and they can kind of look forward to, you know, projects that are coming up that maybe they don't have the reserve to cover.
Right.
It just kind of gives them some more options. If they choose not to, then, you know, they can let it go to term. You can always pay it off early, or you can always extend, you know, the remaining balance and interest.
Okay. Are all these based on a weekly payback and not a monthly?
The working capital is a weekly, and the equipment is a monthly.
Okay.
Again, it's just unsecured versus secured.
Right. What do you have a rough estimate on what $100,000 weekly would cost me for 24 months?
Let's see here. I would say you're going to be about $1,360 per week.
Okay. And that's not too bad, like I said, I'm paying a little more than that for not even near that right now. So that would definitely help. Okay, so all I need to do, I'll get these forms sent out, Kevin, get them filled out and sent back to you, and get what you need and see what you think, and we'll go from there.
Sounds like a plan.
All right, well, I sure appreciate it and appreciate your time.
You got my direct phone number there, so feel free to call with any questions.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, I'll talk to you soon.
All right, bye.
Bye.